This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Going from rich to poor for the cost of a subway ticket.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm David Brancaccio. We'll have the global perspective on business and economics in a few minutes, but it's primary day here in New York and several other nearby states. Now that Mitt Romney has all but sewn up his candidacy for president on the GOP side, he'll give a key speech today, pivoting from the primaries toward the general election in the fall. But as part of Marketplace's coverage of what really matters in this election, what we're calling the real economy, we have a story about an economic gulf in one primary state. By one set of measures, America's richest and America's poorest congressional districts lie just five stops apart along a New York City subway line. Let's visit.
I think there's a lot of reasons why the way the pie is divided ends up sometimes being very uneven. And this is, of course, true across the nation. It's not just New York City.
That's our tour guide, Sarah Bird Sharps. She's the co-director of the American Human Development Project that's mapped who's moving ahead and who's lagging in every part of the United States.
We might want to go to the park.
We start off on Manhattan's Upper East Side in part of Congressional District 14, the district with the highest income in the country. Here, the typical worker makes $64,000 a year. That's per person, not per household. But Bird Sharp says it isn't just about these obvious signs of wealth.
I'm just cutting down the chrysanthemums right now.
Susan Bernstein lives in this congressional district and is spending part of her day laying mulch atop a lush flower bed in Carl Schurz Park.
There are hostas and ferns and daffodils, of course.
She volunteers here one day a week. Bernstein says this park is a place where you can forget about the concrete of the surrounding city. Which is why, she says, the neighborhood is very unhappy about a plan to use a garbage holding station a few blocks away.
They're going to truck garbage from all over Manhattan up to there. But there's a great group that's trying to stop this from happening. Just FYI.
New York City wants to reopen a waste transfer center that closed in the late 1990s. The neighborhood's been fighting it.
People in very affluent neighborhoods often have really sophisticated skills for making their voice heard that people in less affluent neighborhoods don't have to the same extent.
So while the island of Manhattan currently has zero waste transfer stations at work, ride the subway for about 10 minutes to the South Bronx, and it's a different story. You have 19 waste transfer stations here in Congressional District 16, the district with the lowest income in the United States. The South Bronx, among other things, is known as the asthma corridor and has one of the highest rates of hospitalization in the country, which could explain this fact.
A baby born today in the 14th district, Manhattan's east side, can expect to outlive a baby born today in this area by 4 years.
We ran into Melissa Castro and her children at a playground next to Rainey Park in the South Bronx. When Bird Sharps tells her the number of garbage transfer stations around here, Castro says she had no idea.
I think so that's why all of our kids have asthma. Wow, I did not know that. Evie's daughter has to carry around with an inhaler all the time. And last summer she wasn't like that.
Researchers continue to investigate links between asthma and the transfer stations and pollution from the network of highways all around here.
I have to get out of the Bronx for my kids' health. Even in schools, I don't even want to go on top of that subject.
Experts say these conditions help explain why these gaps in standards of living, just a few subway stops apart, remain so persistent. Now let's do the numbers. A day after the government in the Netherlands fell amid opposition to budget cuts, austerity, an auction of Dutch government bonds went pretty well, signaling investor confidence. Spain today had to offer higher interest rates to sell a pile of its three-month bonds, suggesting investors were interested but nervous. Right now, the FTSE 100 index trading in London is up about 0.3%. The German DAX index up 0.6%. China's benchmark Shanghai Composite Index is up, but not by much. On the calendar for later today, Apple computer profits. The stock has slumped over the last 2 weeks, and people will be combing through that profits report, looking to see if the decline makes any sense.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. And by CenturyLink, linking Americans and Fortune 500 companies to what matters most. Learn more at CenturyLink.com.
In London, media tycoon Rupert Murdoch and his son James are facing tough questions at a government hearing into news media ethics. When they appeared together before Parliament last year, the Murdochs did not get an easy ride. One lawmaker accused them of running their media empire like the mafia. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
James Murdoch got quite a grilling when he appeared before the inquiry this morning. He was asked repeatedly why he was not aware that phone hacking was rife on one of the newspapers he was running.
I was given repeated assurances, as I've said, that these practices, that the newsroom had been investigated, that there was no evidence. I was given the same assurances as they gave outside.
Tomorrow, his father, Rupert, will be challenged on the issue of political influence, whether he had a hold over successive British governments. Tim Luckhurst is Professor of Journalism at Kent University. He says several British politicians will be shaking in their shoes when the elderly tycoon gives his evidence.
He's privy to information which could do real damage to the reputations of serving and former prime ministers and cabinet ministers in this country.
Other analysts say that Rupert Murdoch is totally unrepentant over the phone hacking scandal and is not happy with Prime Minister David Cameron for setting up the ethics inquiry. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And finally, this genre of story normally comes out of Malibu or maybe Beverly Hills, but Dateline Great Falls, Virginia. Neighbors apparently are upset that someone is building a new house they consider too fancy for what is already an upscale but leafy part of the Washington, D.C. suburbs. The Washington Post reports that Le Château de Lumière, the Castle of Light as its owners call it, has but 5 bedrooms. It does, however, have some square footage to it, 25,400, and is apparently modeled on the Palace of Versailles. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. On APM, American Public Media.
Hospitals can be stressful places to work, you know. There are lives to save, sick people to tend to, and sometimes, just like the rest of us, doctors have a moment.
They throw a forceps, or they push somebody out of the way, or they scream at somebody, or they curse at somebody.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. That story, the day's business news, and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace. It's from APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.